Podcast 56, Jonah, the Disobedient, Angry Prophet. The Old Testament reading for this podcast is Jonah chapter 3 verse 1 to Jonah chapter 4 verse 11. So three or four times a year I switch from the Gospel reading as a teaching element to an Old Testament reading. And this week we're reflecting on the story of Jonah. Recently, July the 12th, in the New Zealand Herald to be precise, an American fisherman, Michael Packard, had something of a similar experience to Jonah. He was swallowed by a humpback whale while he was out scuba diving for lobster near Cape Cod. Like Jonah, the whale spat him back out, relatively unharmed. The book of Jonah is unique among the prophetic books of the Old Testament. Rather than being a collection of revelations from God to the prophet, it relates a series of events in Jonah's life. Jonah was an example of someone called by God to be a prophet, who was nevertheless disobedient, angry, petulant, despondent, depressive, and also verging on suicidal, which all goes to show that God can use people despite all their faults, fears, and failings. In the first two chapters of the book of Jonah, God calls Jonah to go and preach destruction to the city of Nineveh. Now Jonah decides this is a really bad idea, so he hops on the next boat he can find, which happens to be going to Tarshish. Tarshish, by the way, was on the Mediterranean coast of Spain, so this is really going completely in the opposite direction that God has asked him to. But God whips up a storm, and the sailors on the boat decide, by casting lots, that Jonah is the cause, so they throw him overboard. Jonah gets swallowed by a huge fish and then vomited back up onto the dry land. And when he's there, God repeats his command to Jonah, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you." Nineveh, in terms of geography, is the location of the modern-day city of Mosul in Iraq. So it's a considerable journey for Jonah to make from somewhere on the Mediterranean coastline to the city of Nineveh in the centre of the Assyrian Empire. But at this time, Jonah is obedient, and he goes to Nineveh and proclaims God's message. 40 more days, and Nineveh will be overthrown. Jonah is prophesying the destruction of Nineveh, and because of their wickedness, God is going to destroy them. Now, to be clear, the inhabitants of Nineveh are not Jews. Nineveh is part of the Assyrian Empire. The Assyrians are pagans, and any self-respecting Jewish prophet would feel more than a little righteous satisfaction at the destruction of this great pagan city and its inhabitants by the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim. But God disrupts Jonah's expectations and responds in compassion to the people of Nineveh when they heed Jonah's warning and repent, showing this repentance by fasting and dressing in sackcloth. What's Jonah's response to this about turn by God? He gets angry with God. Chapter 4 verses 1 to 3 outlines his angry response to God, who has showed mercy. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord. "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." Why is Jonah angry here? Is it because he's been made to look foolish by declaring God would destroy Nineveh and then it's not going to happen? A sort of a prophetic epic fail? And I wonder about us sometimes when God doesn't do things the way that we think he should. Is our response to get angry with him? And I think God can cope with us being angry with him. It is okay to express your true feelings to God. Whether you're feeling angry or despondent or depressed, and Jonah has all of these feelings, we can bring that to God. because he knows already how we are feeling, so we might as well be honest with him about it. Jonah also expresses several times what is called suicidal ideation. In other words, he's talking about ending his own life. Recently here in New Zealand, we've seen a tragic example of this, with one of our young, talented Olympic athletes, Olivia Podmore, seeing no alternative to the pressure of being an elite athlete and simply ending her own life. Sadly, New Zealand has one of the highest youth suicide rates in the OECD. And if you occasionally have thoughts about suicide, you're not alone. In my lifetime, I've had those thoughts. Jonah had those thoughts. The key thing is to reach out to someone. It can be someone in the parish, a family member, a friend, or if you want more anonymous support, then you can text or call 1737 and you'll have access to a trained counsellor to talk to, and this helpline is open 24/7. The important thing is to reach out. Help is available. Just as an aside, in terms of anger, note that in the Gospel reading today, Jesus also expresses anger towards the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. When they ask to see a sign from him to prove he is the Messiah, he starts off his reply by saying, "A wicked and adulterous generation seeks a sign." More than a hint of angry in that opening statement of the reply, I think. And one of the themes of the book of Jonah is anger. In fact, the book hinges on, firstly, the anger of God against the wickedness of Nineveh, which is what prompts God to send Jonah to declare God's judgment on the city. Jonah's anger is much more human and petulant, and is questioned by God, who says, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Human anger can be more easily misplaced and misdirected, which is why James 1:19-20 advises Christians, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." In the case of Nineveh, God's righteous anger is balanced by compassion, and God must be granted the freedom to exercise both judgment and compassion. Finally, the story ends with God giving Jonah what modern-day educators would call some experiential learning. God sends a plant that grows up overnight and shades Jonah as he waits and watches to see what will happen to Nineveh. And Jonah is grateful for the plant providing shade. Then God sends a worm that eats the plant so it withers and dies. And Jonah gets hot with the sun beating down on him and gets angry again. My view is that Jonah definitely has some anger management issues and needs to get some help with this. However, God points out to Jonah that just as Jonah was concerned about the plant with its brief life and demise, how much more is God justified in being concerned about the fate of the people in the city of Nineveh, which had more than 120,000 people living in it? So, the major themes and lessons I get from this scripture are, firstly, God is a God of compassion as well as judgment. He is compassionate towards the disobedient, angry, petulant Jonah, as well as the repentant pagan people of Nineveh. Secondly, God can cope with us expressing our feelings, including anger, despondency, and depression. And it's best to be honest with God and with each other, and to seek help when we need it. And thirdly and finally, God is, as Jonah told us, slow to anger and abounding in love. And that's the direction we need to grow in as his children.